Testing. 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Brought to you by me, Mr. Nobody, from nowhere, doing nothing. For nobody else, just myself. At those people in the world that make their whole life about helping other people. It's probably the most noble thing anyone can do. For example, the drummer with whom I perform a bunch now became a social worker. He became a social worker. Although we're musicians, we're also interested in other things. We have many facets. In order to survive, he became a social worker. Someone who helps other people socially.
A social worker, the drummer in the quintet.
A social worker. I must say that when I first met this fantastic drummer and beautiful person, he was working full-time as a social worker. And that job was just eating his head. The way social workers have to toil, it was just so toxic for him. For his health, for his hair, just general sense of well-being.
It's heroic.
So whatever that job is, you social workers out there,
it's heroic.
Unlike me, he actually is doing something for somebody else other than him.
Heroic.
More than is humanly possible. The human condition did seem to wear him down. So many of the stories I hear, stories about people's lives that he could share, don't seem to have happy beginnings, middles, or endings. It's like a bad sandwich. I wonder why people who have survived a shitty start have to succumb to a shitty middle and a shitty end. Why does the end or the middle have to be shitty? One thing for sure, no social worker can help them. Nobody can help you or me. We must help ourselves.
Is that unfair?
In short, my dad sexually abused his children, including myself, and indoctrinated us. I just didn't want to let my father's weird bullshit define my life, although it did for a long time. I think physical, sexual abuse is embedded in our bones, probably our limbic system. Sexually abusing your kids is fucking bullshit. I would say the same about religious indoctrination. If you got those kind of problems, go get some help. Not that it'll work. If that's your bag, if that's your thing, I don't think any social worker or therapist can help you. In my life, I have always made excuses for my dad. Why he would have done shit like that. There's no good reason. He had a bad beginning. He had a middle and an ending that he could have made different choices about, and he didn't. You don't use your kids as, punching bags or pleasure things. You just don't do it. Sending them into the next generation, into the future, with your name as a curse on their lips. I think music saved me. Practicing. practicing. The very first time I heard guitar, a guitar string, I was transported to a place of hope, a place of meaning. It's not like I was particularly gifted. I just didn't have to live in this, but my weird hell ears heard something. I could go somewhere else, something incredibly deep, something that transcended my situation. It sounds weird saying it, but almost like a past life. That doesn't sound weird. Like I was reunited with a history or a story. That does sound weird. That wasn't from this timeline. That's fucking cool. My fucked up situation as a kid couldn't touch it. It's like I was somebody else that just had to come. That just had to come through. I had to come through my parents. It's just and find myself again. I still feel the burden and the scars, particularly of what my father did to myself and my brother and my sisters. I don't know. It's not something I'm able to figure out. His brother, my uncle, was a loving, decent, he was a loving man, a decent, he had his issues, a decent man, but he wasn't a piece of shit, violent, obnoxious with his indoctrination, arrogant and mean. My dad was mean. My uncle was not mean. And can you attribute that to guilt because they shot his father thinking he deserved it because of my father? Because of something my father had done. That's what happened. Russians killed my grandfather because of something they thought. Because of something my father was doing. They thought my father had done and probably did do. Could have been innocent of that. He was only 17. Imagine the guilt. But there are some other things I heard, terrible things. If it's that excuse, but that was trauma. World War II, what you do to your, when the Nazis were invading Belarus, what you do to your children, and pitting people against each other and making them, that's his story. That's not give up their countrymen. That's not the story of the next generation. The Belarusians hated the fucking Russians. This was indoctrination. They saw them as excusing invaders. You're fucked up. They were behavior and ideological indoctrinators' choices, which they were. It's not right. Isn't that interesting? Full circle. I don't even know what's true. Indoctrination is wrong. That's true. Because it does not allow a person to think for themselves. To think, to be for yourself, themselves. Which is different than just lying to yourself because you don't like the truth. The truth. The truth. Ask myself, what am I lying about to myself? What am I doing? To perpetuate a myth. Because the truth is too ugly or uncomfortable. I haven't told you everything about myself. There's some things I can't speak about. For example. It has to do with my hypocrisy. That I use drugs, and I didn't want my son to use drugs. I engaged in escapism. I had some difficulty with relationships, that's putting it nicely, that just wasn't cool. I dragged bullshit into my young kids' lives. It wasn't cool to drag my kids through my whatever relationship dysfunctions. True. I can almost hear myself making excuses that, you know, once you're in it, you don't know what to do. You do know what to do. I got myself out of relationships because I was like, I cannot do this to my children. It's basically child abuse. To have fights. Have discord, yelling and screaming, not have your shit together. Nobody has a job. Nobody has skills. I had a relationship with someone, don't breathe, you can't feed, who was too close, too closely related. That's saying it nicely to my wife. That's saying it at the time very nicely. I also wasted so much time smoking weed. Just such fucking jive-ass bullshit. My son was little. My daughter was old enough to know. But I was wrong. I was wrong for doing that. Because it hurt her mother. Wow. This is my
dirty laundry. A regret.
Regrets.
Because it hurt people.
Because I think it could have damaged my children, the hearts,
the souls, the minds of innocents, of children. And I did that. You have one job. Not to do that. And I did finally stop. And I was honest with my kids, when they were old enough to want to talk about it. But I couldn't undo the damage that I did. And I have to live with that. I sometimes blame myself for what my son did. If I was a stable father and in a stable marriage, I knew my marriage wasn't going to be stable. I fucking knew it. It's seriously lame dragging your kids through years of fucking dysfunction. Is that my father's fault? I say no. I remember feeling really caught in a trap, in a web, in a web, 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 web. How did this become my life? How did this become my life? I love my kids. I always loved my kids. But I didn't love my life. I didn't love my wife. It's just terrible. It's fucked up. Imagine that being your parents' story. After a while, I did get it together enough to stop the madness, the bullshit. The drinking, and some of the sex. Like, I don't know everything about my father or my mother. You know, their deep personal histories. My son didn't know mine. We'd never talk about the things that we're ashamed of. Although I did venture into those deep waters with my son and my daughter. Because at this point, it's like, fuck that shit. Let them know who I am. The cool part is that you can correct your path, your behaviors, the things that are killing you or harming other people. And in fact, that is my responsibility, just like it's your responsibility. That's my job. You've got one job in this life. Don't become a junkie. I think we all have one job. To not be a piece of shit. I could say that more artfully, but You get the point. I wonder how I would unpack that term. Unpack that term for academia, what it is to be excrement from academia. That's nuts. But I think we all know instinctively what that is. To be unreliable, to be deceitful, to be unlawful, to not be in control of our emotions, or perhaps even our thoughts. Can we even control our thoughts? It doesn't matter if you think you're loving. I love my kids. It doesn't matter if they can't trust you because you're drunk or fucked up or an asshole, even a well-meaning asshole. My father never made a single birthday. And frankly, that didn't matter because he was not safe to be around. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I remember when I heard the term reparent, to reparent yourself. It gave me something to do. I also asked my children to forgive me. They said, "It's okay, Dad." No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. But it can be. My children saved my life. Being a musician saved my fucking life. Because you can't lie to yourself. If you suck, you suck. You own it. You can't get someone to practice for you. If you want to be able to excel at something and not suck, it doesn't matter what people say to you. It matters whether or not it's okay to suck. You can, if you fucking try. Do, be, if you try. Live, experience. Yeah, if you try and you suck, that's cool. Become. That's totally cool. What isn't cool is flapping your gums. It's about your actions. And hurting the innocent. My father could never apologize to anyone about anything. He was one of those people that was always right. He was always right. I think I somehow got into relationships with women that had that same personality. Personality. I was trying to recreate some kind of connection, you think, with him. Did you do that with your son? I've always felt fatherless. He died when I was 13. Say goodbye. He didn't say I'm sorry. And he had been on a bad trajectory for 10 years. He could have made different choices, increasingly bad. But that's not how people are. I don't know what's worse, to have no father. I feel like that's such a terrible thing. I feel bad for any kid that that doesn't have a father, or to have a shitty father, a dead one. When he died, I was like really heartbroken, destroyed. It's okay to die, even though part of me hated him, but it's not okay to not apologize. A lot of me loved him when you have hurt someone and wanted to save him. I wanted to save my father. What a fool's errand. I healed so much of that with the love that I have for my children. That I have for you, son. And I still have that love for my son. I feel it right now. Son.
For him.
I just think
for him.
What would I tell him to do? Or what kind of tune would we work on? How would you approach something musically? I can't lie, his death has damaged me. I'm not exactly who I was. Here's the solo. Who is? realize that that is true.
For him,
for him, for him, for him, for him, for him, for him. Mr. Nobody. Out.